William Blake, written by G.K. Chesterton, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Bell. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Bell.
Peach and Love Records.
William Blake was born November 28, 1757. He was an English poet, painter, and printmaker, largely unrecognized during his life. However, Blake is now considered a seminal figure in the history of poetry and the visual art of the Romantic Age. What he called his prophetic works were said by 20th century critics to form what is in proportion to its merits, the least read body of poetry in the English language. His visual artistry led 21st century critics to proclaim him far and away the greatest artist Britain has ever produced. In 2002, Blake was placed at number 38 in the BBC's poll of the 100 greatest Britons of all time. He lived in London his entire life and produced a diverse and symbolically rich collection of works, which embraced the imagination as the body of God, or human existence itself. He passed away on August 12, 1827.
Section 1 of William Blake. William Blake would have been the first to understand that the biography of anybody ought really to begin with the words, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." If we were telling the story of Mr. Jones of Kentish Town, we should need all the centuries to explain it. We cannot comprehend even the name Jones until we have realized that its commonness is not the commonness of vulgar, but of divine things. For its very commonness is an echo of the adoration of St. John the Divine. The adjective Kentish is rather a mystery in that geographical connection, but the word Kentish is not so mysterious as the awful and impenetrable word town. We shall have rent up the roots of prehistoric mankind and seen the last revolutions of modern society before we really know the meaning of the word town. So every word we use comes to us colored from all its adventures in history, every phase of which has made at least a faint alteration. The only right way of telling a story is to begin at the beginning of the world. Therefore, all books have to be begun in the wrong way for the sake of brevity. If Blake wrote The Life of Blake, it would not begin with any business about his birth or parentage. Blake was born in 1757 in Carnaby Market, but Blake's Life of Blake would not have begun like that. It would have begun with a great deal about the giant Albion, about the many disagreements between the spirit and the specter of that gentleman, about the golden pillars that covered the earth at its beginning, and the lions that walked in their golden innocence before God. It would have been full of symbolic wild beasts and naked women, of monstrous clouds and colossal temples, and it would all have been highly incomprehensible, but none of it would have been irrelevant. All the biggest events of Blake's life would have happened before he was born. But on consideration, I think it will be better to tell the tale of Blake's life first and go back to his century afterwards. It is not indeed easy to resist temptation here, for there was much to be said about Blake before he existed. But I will resist the temptation and begin with the facts. William Blake was born on the 28th of November, 1757, in Broad Street, Carnaby Market. Like so many other
Sample complete. Ready to continue?